Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A cop convicted of manslaughter wants a new trial. Dallas parents demand better security after a recent school shooting, and a few sour notes over a new music venue in McKinney. With the All Local, I'm Heather Behrens. The former Fort Worth cop who was convicted of manslaughter for killing a woman in 2019 has filed an appeal to the state's highest criminal court. KRLD's LP Phillips tells us what Aaron Dean is claiming.
In a 67-page pleading, Dean asked the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals to grant a review of his case for reasons that include the judge's decision not to move the case out of Tarrant County and the decision to let the jury decide between guilt on murder or manslaughter. It's undisputed that Dean killed a Tatiana Jefferson, who was in her aunt's home, and who was pulling a gun, thinking Dean was an intruder in her backyard.
When I saw the barrel of that gun pointed at me, and I fired a single shot.
The jury agreed it was not murder, but defense attorneys say they should never have been given the option of the lesser charge of manslaughter. Dean is serving a prison term of 11 years, 10 months, and 12 days. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Sexual assault claims against Dak Prescott will be dropped in Dallas County. However, that does not mean the Cowboys quarterback is out of the woods yet. KRLD's Kurt Lewis explains why.
Today I was on the phone with attorney Bethel Zahai. She and her husband Yoel are representing the woman who is accusing Prescott of sexual assault. In our conversation, she told me while proceedings in Dallas County may be concluded, their case against Prescott is still very much alive in Collin County.
So we have some pending counterclaims in Collin County. We did file the sexual assault lawsuit in Dallas. However, just in the interest of making it convenient for all the litigants and for the attorneys, what we did is we just non-suited our Dallas claim and refiled it as a counterclaim in Collin County.
Ms. Ahai's client claims Prescott sexually assaulted her inside an SUV in Dallas 7 years ago. The case will solely play out now in Collin County, where Prescott and his attorney originally filed an extortion suit against the woman. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Less than a week after a student was shot and injured at Wilmer Hutchins High School, parents met last night to air their concerns, ask questions, and offer suggestions. The meeting was at a church pastored by Dallas School Trustee Maxie Johnson. Many parents agreed the school district needs to figure out how to prevent students from getting guns on campus, starting with having more teachers and staff at the doors in the morning.
Even if there has to be a rotation of staff members, you know, everybody can't be there every day, but let's get a good rotation going.
The school has metal detectors and requires students to use clear backpacks, but it's still not certain how the student got the gun into the school. The accused shooter remains in jail. A new report suggests dozens of public water utility systems in Texas are over the limit for forever chemicals in drinking water. KRLD's Kristen Yates has more.
From the Texas Tribune, these chemicals are so called because they don't break down and can persist in water, soil, even human blood indefinitely. Cities including Houston, San Antonio, Midland, Abilene, and Dallas-Fort Worth are named in the report. New EPA standards recently announced set limits for five of these forever chemicals. Going forward, public water systems will have 3 years to initially monitor these chemical levels in drinking water. They will be required to inform the public of their findings. They'll then have to meet the EPA's new standards within 5 years. From the 24-hour news center, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Fort Worth city leaders continue to tweak plans to reform its emergency response system. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has the update.
The Fort Worth Ad Hoc Committee on Emergency Medical Response is zeroing in on a plan to merge MedStar with the Fort Worth Fire Department. During discussion at its meeting yesterday, Mayor Maddie Parker said the big question is whether to use a civilian model or a sworn firefighter model.
We're looking at fire-based civilian versus fire-based sworn, and based on what he just said, we cannot go down successfully a all dual role because you're going to bring in 400 plus people that are dual role. So we're really working on breaking down the fire-based civilian single role and dual role.
Under the plan, current MedStar employees would be brought on board as city employees, but they would not be sworn firefighters. The committee will refine its recommendation at its final meeting on April 30th and will present it to the full city council next month. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Fort Worth police are trying a few things to help cut down on crime in the West 7th Entertainment District. Police are working to get the streets cleared of foot traffic faster after bars close and are planning to add metal barriers to block traffic on certain streets. They are also adding more bike and foot patrols and are setting up new rideshare zones on Curry Street. A private company is now working with Amtrak to try to build a high-speed rail line from Dallas to Houston. KRLD's Alan Skaya reports there's a lot of interest in it.
Texas Central started working with Amtrak last year. Amtrak's Andy Byford says they identified Dallas to Houston as a key corridor.
We've heard a number of times just how much the state of Texas is growing and how much it's predicted to grow.
So he says Texas cannot keep building more highways.
Surely now is the time to look at. There is an alternative. It is a proven alternative.
He says high-speed rail could make the 240-mile trip in 90 minutes.
What's in it for me as a car user? Here's an argument for why that's in your interest, because there'll be 12,500 fewer cars on the I-45 once this thing opens.
He says Texas Central had about 30% of the land they would need, and Amtrak would need to get the rest. But Byford says eminent domain would be their last resort. In Hearst, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The mail problems at a U.S. Postal Service distribution center in North Texas are fixed, supposedly. KRLD's Melanie Brown tells us more.
The United States Postal Service claims that problems at its Coppell distribution center have been fixed. Those problems have caused some Gainesville residents for months to receive mail sporadically or not at all. In fact, many people were not receiving their water bills consistently. In a written statement, a USPS spokesperson says that there are currently no issues with processing mail at the Coppell facility. Gainesville City Manager Barry Sullivan hopes that's true.
Because if it's like the rest of the U.S. Postal Service during the last quarter, they've done worse on deliveries than they have in their history since they've been keeping up with delivery. So I hope they fix the problem in Coppell, and we'll just wait and see.
From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Melanie Brown, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A new $220 million music venue is coming to McKinney. The city council approved the project last night after hearing support from plenty of citizens.
This facility, this amphitheater that's proposed, will bring significant noise, traffic, and potential crime to these areas.
I'm in favor of, just in general, McKinney becoming a place where people can come and entertain for entertainment, and the people that are in McKinney don't have to go somewhere else.
But not everyone likes the project. Many people are worried about noise and traffic problems.
I'm speaking from my heart. Please, please, please find another place for it.
The Sunset Amphitheater is going up at the corner of Highway 75 and 121. It's set to open in 2026. And some big kudos for Governor Greg Abbott. He's made the Time 100 list. The list was released today, and each year it recognizes 100 of the world's most influential people in business, entertainment, science, and more. According to Time, Abbott is a top world leader recognized for his efforts on the border crisis and bringing national attention for busing migrants to sanctuary cities. With the All Local, I'm Heather Behrens.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.